This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This hour is brought to you by Cars for Kids.
Tim Jenkins.
I've got people real mad at me in Chicago that how dare you? There's a radio guy up there, Mike North. He was real mad.
Founder and CEO of Jenkins Elite.
I'm Tim Jenkins and welcome to All Things QB, where I watch every single clip and break down the most important ones today.
Breaking down the positives and negatives.
You've seen progressions that align with the quarterback's eye. I hope that's what we get more of, but I hope we continue to see some of these concepts and the way we build things are better for the quarterback versus just looks good on paper.
Tim Jenkins with Raheemi Harrison Grody on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
Let's jump into the film.
We do like jumping into the film with Tim Jenkins. It is always a fun discussion to see what he has to say. Tim Jenkins is our film and quarterback guru. He is the founder and CEO of Jenkins Elite. You can find him at TJenkinsElite on X as well. And he joins us via the Circa Sports Illinois hotline. Download the Circa app today. Tim also on Twitch, twitch.tv/Chicago670thescore. So after you got to look at the All-22, Tim, what was your takeaway when it came to the performance that you saw from Sunday at a Caleb Williams against the Vikings?
I thought it was good enough to win, right? I think it was good enough to win. I think we handled the pressure really well. I think we actually had a decent pressure plan. Obviously, Ben would have that going into this game. I think we handled it as well as we could. I thought we ran the ball effectively, which is what you wanted to see. Obviously, it was funny because it was one of those that I didn't get a chance to watch live. So when you just watch the film, like, it removes the emotion, right? It removes that, like, oh, okay, they've scored now. It's like actually substantially easier to consume. What I will say though is, yeah, they did enough to win at the end. Obviously a huge return from special teams, which was great to see. A little bit of breakdown. We talked about, hey, maybe this Minnesota team is one that's going to give us a couple turnovers. They ended up doing that. I think if there was one complaint I would have, it was red zone execution and specifically low red zone. With that being said, I kind of got a lot of the concepts that they were trying to run, and I feel like we were there. We just got to convert them.
Tim, I'm so curious about your perception of what's going on out there, especially you talk about the red zone amongst other things. Here's why. Because I have this like expectation for the number one overall pick to be a certain way, and I'm trying to give the grace, the patience of letting that develop under Ben Johnson. And obviously, like you said, good enough to win. That's like the message from the week. But when Ben Johnson talks about his quarterback missing on some early throws as they take shots, I'm really concerned about his ability to be accurate down the field. Should I be that worried about him being accurate down the field based on what we saw, especially early in that game?
I mean, I think if Ben's pointed out, obviously it's something. It's hard for me because it's like, man, I wholeheartedly get the take of like, hey, we got to be more accurate down the field, because I do think even the first one to DJ Moore, it's like DJ's running open on the shot and we sail it. Now, to me, it's like we've got to get the ball out of our hand we have a free runner coming. We've got to get the ball out of our hand before I can even really assess his angle. That's kind of like my interpretation of it as a former quarterback. With that being said, like, should Caleb be able to, at the point in which he's letting the ball go, assess DJ's angle and realize it's going to be wide open and take something off it? Yeah. Like, to me, that's, you know, yes, he absolutely could do that. I think then there's other ones where it's like DJ was kind of running the shake route, where it was he'd work up vertical, he'd break to the corner. It really looked like a sail, almost like a corner stop that the Bears run a lot. And instead, then he'd break it back in. We always called it a shake, where you go to the corner and then back in instead of a, you know, corner post. We just call it a shake. Anyways, he's a little tight to DJ, right? Like, meaning DJ's got to slow up and kind of make one. Now, it still hits him right in the chest. But like, if you're an elite level quarterback, you're kind of holding yourself to a higher standard of, man, I want to be perfectly in front, right? So there, I think, are little things, or the nine stop where, you know, the corner can then get his hand in on a third down and knock it down. There are little things to tighten up. With that being said, if, you know, I'm evaluating this from Ben's perspective, or if I'm evaluating this from like a coordinator perspective, we are progressing. We are trending in the right direction, which is we are giving these concepts better shots. Like, we're giving them more opportunity to work the concept before we bail out of the pocket, which I think is critical in terms of his growth and this offense's efficiency. And then ultimately, like, listen, we're going to know in the next 3 weeks really quick whether or not we are the benefit of a lighter schedule, or if these structural changes offensively are sinking in. We're going to know in the next 3 weeks whether or not that's the case. Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to lie. There are times that I have to remind myself they're 7-3. That's pretty darn exciting, right? Because I do think, like, you want to see more. You know, we all want to score 30 points a game, but it takes what it takes, and they're executing and they're finding ways to win, and they're an actually competitive, gritty team, which is something that I don't think that I can ever remember saying about a Bears team I've covered.
Been a while, that's for sure. And I want to stay on Minnesota's defense, because they were blitzing like crazy 66% of the time, at least, depending on which place you're looking at for those statistics. But did the Vikings dictate the lack of explosive plays that came out of the hands of Caleb Williams? And as Ben Johnson said, there were plays that he missed down the field, plays that Caleb would probably want back. So what was the reason for low volume in that regard in this particular game?
Yeah, I think it's twofold. I think one, you know, I think maybe the psychology of why they heated up so much is interesting, because I think the reality is, if I were a D coordinator and I'm watching some of these concepts downfield and I'm watching them unfold, I'm kind of thinking to myself, let me blitz. I'm going to heat the Bears up, because there's a chance this kid will bail out of the pocket before this concept opens up, which the concept is going to gash us for 40 yards. And then if he gets out of the pocket, I can kind of put it more in a 60-40 scenario of, you know, something going wrong on the scramble drill being the 60% and then him creating a big play being the 40%. So I do think, you know, the concepts that we're running are actually so good to the point that it makes more sense to blitz them, because it's like, let's just not let those develop. Let's put them in a situation where it's maybe lower percentage now, right? I think that's going to be part of Caleb's growth, is staying in there. Even if they're bringing five or six and we can protect it, staying in there. The obvious one to me that he missed was they had this sweet little concept where everyone kind of runs it nowadays. It's called Hank, where you have like a deep Hank, 10 yards over the ball. You got double curls. They had a variation of that, but they also had a post over the top. And it's the 14 kid, and he's running wide open, and Caleb's eyes are back there, and then he bails out of there. And it's one of those where it's like, man, if he gives that another click, like, you know, it was at a point in the game too, where if he completes that and they score, I don't know if Minnesota ever truly gets back into it, because it was one of those that could have potentially, in my opinion, been that, like, you know, that final nail in the coffin. Like, it could have been a game ender. I think that's probably what Ben's talking about. Obviously, there's missed throws. But to me, when I hear Ben kind of like talking to the media about like, hey, things were missing downfield, I think he is on one hand talking about the physical misses. I think there's two the mental misses of like, man, why did you bail out of the pocket here? Like, we know this is a premier look. So with that criticism being said, I also think, again, I want to reinforce, we are trending in the right direction with that. We are nowhere near how bad it was in week two, week three, week four, week five. And it's just something that we're going to have to continue to trend in the right direction and make sure we're giving these concepts a shot. But yeah, there were definitely things on tape where you go, oh, shoot, man, we've got a bigger one if we want it. Now, he's not phantom bailing out of the pocket, right? It's not like he's bailing out of the pocket because, you know, he's feeling something that's not there. There are definitely pushes inside where you got to get out of the pocket, or to him, his instincts say we need to get out of the pocket. This is really funny, and I'm going to go football nerd for a second, which is we actually just had our annual staff. So we had, in my opinion, like 15 of the best quarterback coaches across the country, and we were meeting and we were talking. And I was actually, they were asking me about Caleb, and I was talking about the Bears, and I was talking about this idea of, man, I would struggle to coach this kid in terms of when do you bail out of the pocket? And then we were talking about instincts, and we were talking about this idea of, you know, a kid like Caleb Williams, a lot of our coaches are, we're coaching for a reason, right? We got let go, or we hit our ceiling, right? Like, we're not as good as a kid like Caleb Williams. But we were talking about this idea of, you know, for us, sometimes it's so easy to work pocket movement and to climb in the pocket because I had no dream of bailing out of the pocket and outrunning somebody and making a play. So like for us, our instincts are, yeah, navigate the pocket better. For Caleb, his whole career is basically his instincts have been bail out of there, because actually that's a better thing for our offense than you trying to navigate the pocket. I think this is the first time in his life where it's been a better thing for him to navigate the pocket versus bail out of it. And then now, how do you properly train those instincts? It's just like a fascinating thought process in the world of quarterback development, and specifically for Caleb Williams. And I think like a lot of it's going to be not necessarily retraining his instincts, because I don't think you can truly do that, but it's going to be trying to optimize his instincts based on a coverage look, like him processing, this is a premier look for this play, so I don't bail. And then if it's any other coverage, I do bail. That's where I think it's going to have to go, which is going to be a lot of work for this staff. With that being said, I think the reward of it with Caleb Williams will be exponentially higher than maybe going in, you know, not utilizing a kid like Caleb Williams and utilizing a kid with a lower ceiling.
We're talking to quarterback expert Tim Jenkins, founder and CEO of Jenkins Elite, here on Raheem Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. And it's funny, Tim, even in bringing up who you brought up on that Hank concept, 14 is Olamide Zaccheaus, who, yep, you know by watching the tape that Caleb Williams absolutely targeted quite a bit. You know what happened last week where he wasn't blocking well for other people's plays. And that was, I think, reflected in the amount of snaps that he got in this past week. But it's interesting because we talk about how he might have been keying in on him too often. And here's an example of when he should have. And I think that that says a lot about what you discuss when it comes to his instincts, not fully knowing yet when to trust them and when not to.
Yeah, and I think a lot of it is just, it's like, it's so hard because these situations that we're talking about, these are, you know, half second, like quarter second decisions, right? They're split second decisions. Like, it's so easy for me to look at a tape and be like, man, we got to rip this post, because I'm sitting here and like, I'm not having to process this. And that's where, for me, I think like trusting it and letting it rip, and then simultaneously the push pull of like, you know, shoot, man, DJ Moore had a huge drop. Burden had one that gets punched out and it's like he's running and it's borderline, and it's almost borderline a fumble, I'm assuming, on the broadcast. It's, yeah, it's an incompletion, but it's like, how different does this offense look if we just do that, right? And then if we convert a couple of these red zone opportunities, a couple of these turnovers, and then all of a sudden we beat the Vikings 27-17 or 30-17, like, how different is this narrative? Because right now the national narrative on the Bears, I mean, it's nothing you guys don't know, is that they're 7-3, but they've played nobody and they're going to finish 8-9, right? Like, that's what I think a lot of people outside of maybe Chicago or outside of truly watching them every week thinks. A lot of that was my coaches, right? They're like, hey, are the Bears actually any good? I'm like, well, I think they could be, actually, because this offense can be pretty dynamic. And I think if the defense can force enough turnovers, they got a chance. But again, and kind of like I said in my open, I think these next 3 weeks, we're going to find out in a hurry. If 3 weeks later we're 7-6, this could get dark, right? I don't, you know, if I was a betting man, which I am because I bet these YouTube earnings, I don't think they're going to be 7-6. I think they're going to, you know, I think worst case they're 1-2, best case they're 2-1 in this stretch. And you sit there and you go, man, then you've got a real chance to finish this thing. A lot of it ultimately is going to come down to, is Caleb going to play within the structure of this offense more often than not? And then if it's not that, I think we're going to run into troubles. But if he can trust these concepts and he can turn it free, they've got a real shot to put up some major points against even good defenses, because they had the shots this week against Minnesota. This film was one of those that it wasn't frustrating in the sense that Caleb didn't play poorly. He wasn't spraying the football. He wasn't turning the ball over. But there were opportunities for him to have had a great game, and instead we're walking out of there with a solid game that was good enough to win, which we should not discount. But this game could have been a special game where we're reinforcing the fact that this kid is a franchise quarterback. And instead, we're kind of walking out of there with a solid win. But you could easily just look to the other sideline and see, you know, the stat line of one touchdown, two turnovers is how you get to the fact that the Bears pull this one out.
Tim, I want to ask you this because we discussed this earlier on the show, and you watch a lot of football, you watch a lot of quarterback play, and you've been following Caleb Williams' development so closely, even going back to last year. What do you think the Bears' ceiling is, given what the rest of the division looks like, the fact that they are on top right now, and they do have these games coming up that can decide it? I mean, I want to know, like, where you think Caleb Williams can go between now and the end of the season.
Yeah, well, so Caleb Williams individually, I think the ceiling is really high. Like, I mean, there's not only does he have the talent, the concepts they have, this offense could be explosive. Where I see this Bears team, to me, like, the ceiling is we're making the playoffs. I do not think, and like, I hate saying this because, like, I love the Bears. I want them to be successful as well. I really am starting to enjoy all the Bears community. They're not, like, in my opinion, a serious contender for the Super Bowl this year. The difference between a team like the Bears and the Broncos, I'm covering, in my opinion, two of the most fascinating stories right now, because people on the national level don't want to think either of them are good. Bo Nix does not have to be as good as Caleb Williams has to be for the Broncos to be a contender.
Yeah.
The Broncos, they can roll out there and they are going to play. And again, I feel like I come on here and trash the defense every week. That's also not my intention, but the Broncos defense is completely different than the Bears, in my opinion. The Broncos this last week shut down the Chiefs, which, you know, call it whatever you want. Say the Chiefs are bad this year. They're not. They're going to be an explosive offense. They're going to end up making the playoffs. And the Bears, like, kind of shut down the Vikings, right? Those are two different teams right now trending, and, you know, now they have similar records, but I do think those are two different teams. So yeah, I think the Bears are a playoff team at their ceiling. I don't think they can make a serious run until they get better on defense, and I don't know if they can make a serious run at a Super Bowl until Caleb gets to the point where we're coming on here and he's not missing 14 running open. And the reason I say that is because I just think Caleb has to be perfect if this Bears team is going to make a run. Whereas, like, you look at a kid like Bo Nix, he doesn't have to be perfect in order for this Broncos team to make a run. He just has to be good in spots. And the combination of Sean Payton and him have been good in spots to where, you know, they're sitting at 9-2.
Tim, always great to talk to you. I'm looking forward to watching your breakdown on YouTube. You can find that at All Things QB. That is a full film breakdown that Tim Jenkins does. You don't want to miss it. Thanks again.
Thanks, Tim.
Thank you.
Always great to talk to Tim Jenkins, and we are happy to do so every Tuesday at this time. So he brought up some requirements that I think he wants to see out of Caleb Williams. But then that also gets into the product that the Bears have put together already. So are the Bears ahead of schedule, given that they are 7-3 and in first place in the NFC North? And if so, how far? Let's examine next on Raheemy Harrison Grody on this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Score. We're talking to play-by-play man Kevin Harlan. You're the best when it comes to play-by-play of life.
We're sending Marshall Harris to D.C. to run on the field.
Come on, Marshall. Nah. Bring it home, baby. We're ready for you.
The Raheemy Harrison Grody Show, middays 10 to 2 on 670 The Score.
Really, a halfway point of the season was this last week, and so we're excited about what November and December have to hold. This is really where teams start to separate themselves, so they know that, and we're looking forward to this challenge.
You know, a great coach once told me there's no turkeys left after Thanksgiving in football. Now, granted, that was the discussion surrounding the high school playoffs, but I think it applies here. This is Raheemy Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. That was Ben Johnson. Good to know that Ben is with us, that the halfway point is after 9 games and not 8 games. I was glad to see that he has weighed in on this very controversial topic in
the
NFL.
It's not controversial.
This very scandalous topic in the NFL.
Less than 50%, you're not halfway there. More than 50%, you're halfway there.
This very incendiary and polarizing topic in the NFL.
Oh, I love it. I love incendiary.
You just like polar bears because they got bears in them.
Bears. This alarming bears. Topic in the NFL.
Bears. Dint, dint.
Ding, ding. That's a reference to earlier this morning.
Ding, ding.
But the good news is we get to discuss this. The good news is we get to ask this question because that's what really good teams do. And I feel like it happens in all sports, all of them. When you get to say that a team is likely ahead of schedule, and it's especially good when you're talking about a team in its first year with a new head coach. So how far ahead of schedule are the Bears being at first place, being at 7-3, facing the Steelers team, and currently as it stands, because of that first place designation, the third seed in the NFC playoffs.
What?
They are very far ahead of schedule.
I'm going to just throw that out there. If they had been like 5-5 in this moment, or 4-6, I'd be like, yeah, they're right on time. They're getting better because they, like, remember 0-2. Only one way to go from there, and that's up. Either 0-2 or you stay bad. you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, 0-3. Like we've seen with a lot of teams in the league, the O-N starts to get catastrophic after 0-2.
And sometimes the O-N just becomes a 1-N or a 2-N, and you kind of just stay in that 5 and below category. But this ain't 5 below. That's not cold. That's not where we're shopping.
I do love a good 5 below trip, though.
We're at the Macy's right now.
Mm-hmm. I prefer the degrees to exist.
And the walnut room?
I'm not saying that we have Macy's money, but no one looked at us funny when we walked into the Macy's. Well, you know?
And so, relatively speaking.
May I talk to you?
And so, like,
do you have a receipt?
Is that what it is? No, may I talk to you?
May I meet you?
May I meet you? I might go to Macy's today. I might walk home.
Please don't say may I meet you, though.
That's why, because it has a Starbucks in it. That's why you might go to Macy's.
Is craving an egg sando of some kind.
Absolutely.
No, but to my point, listen. They are ahead of schedule, and if we're trying to figure out how far ahead of schedule they are, it's the fact that the possibilities are endless right now in this moment. So they're at the top of what the schedule is. They're already to my win total for the season, and they've got 7 games left to play. Caleb Williams, I don't believe, is ahead of schedule, but Ben Johnson and this team are ahead of schedule.
Well, and that's the point. And I know we've talked about 2018 quite a bit. It's only going to happen more. Because there are some real parallels here when it comes to we talked about new head coach bounce when you're the Giants and you fire Brian Daboll, you bring in, you know, you elevate Mike Kafka. But in this case, it's the new head coach come up because in the first year, new head coaches really can do a lot in the NFL. Let's go back to Nick Sirianni, for example. Let's go back to Doug Peterson in 2018. You know, with the Eagles, that's a good example. Matt Nagy in 2018, as we mentioned. And
go to the Texans.
The success that you can have, D'Amico Ryans. You can make the playoffs with a new head coach because the league hasn't developed a book on what they do yet either in a full season. I feel like the year is the test. But we've seen what happens when new head coaches get to that point. Now you can say, not the Bears necessarily, but you can make a Super Bowl with a new head coach. We've seen that happen. You can get into the playoffs with a new head coach. You can do all these things. So that ahead of schedule, I think, is fair when it comes to now the possibilities that people can have.
I think that they are ahead of schedule because they know how to win, and we don't have to go through the exercise of, like, does this team know how to win? Can they finish? And I wish they would finish better, but they are finishing and winning. The question remains, like, and we can do this exercise, and I'll start this exercise, is what is truly sustainable? Like, you want to be ahead of schedule, will you stay ahead of schedule? So what's sustainable is, and we've been through these things, Caleb Williams in the fourth quarter. Do we agree that that's a pretty good box that has been checked for, while he still needs a lot of development, Caleb in the fourth quarter is something that you could look at as sustainable and discernibly good. You can look at what the Bears are doing with their running game since about, what, week 3 this year, week 4, something like that?
Yeah, post-bye.
That is sustainable.
No, week 3 too. They started.
I believe that if Ben Johnson is able to do what he is doing with that personnel, like DeAndre Swift and Kyle Manungai, I think we could all agree, like, those aren't great running backs. Those are decent running backs at the NFL level, right? So that's a sustainable thing. But I don't know what else. Like, what else have the Bears done this year? If they're ahead of schedule, where are the specific areas on this team that they are ahead of schedule? Because you even said it. Like, Caleb Williams is not ahead of schedule. He's not. He's getting better, and I'm pretty excited about him, but I don't know that he's ahead of schedule.
I'll tell you where they're ahead of schedule.
Please do.
The offensive line came together a lot faster than I thought it
would. That's a good one.
So much so that they are allowed to give Theo Benedett this grace period to try to learn the position at the NFL level in this way and get better.
It's not even inconceivable to think that that could be the starting five next year. Would you agree with that?
Absolutely. I will go a step further and say, you know, DeAndre Swift, as much as we talked about the running back room as a whole, and that's a different discussion from the individual running back that is DeAndre Swift, the running game has gotten them to this point. they run the ball even in fourth quarters of games because they know that that helps develop their offensive rhythm. So the running game being as established as it is, being either one or two in the NFL in yards per game, depending on the week, that is part of this for me. So I think that that's ahead of schedule.
That's a good one.
I also, even though the linebackers are established veterans, when TJ Edwards and Tremaine Edmonds are both healthy, it is a different defense, and they have to pick up the slack a little bit for a defensive line that is very expensive, but not producing enough up front for what it's being paid.
Right, that's not ahead of schedule.
But I do think that just the way Dennis Allen has set up the linebackers, that is something that has really showcased their talents. Think about how we've talked about Tremaine Edmonds all season, and what we wouldn't have given to have these discussions about him in the years previous to this. So those are my three where I can say, yes, okay, you can look at these things and say, this is productive. And think about the secondary, how we talk about a secondary that by all other metrics should be the weakest part of the team because of how many injuries it's had. And instead, we talk about their ability to blitz and their ability to take away the ball. That's incredible to me.
Yeah, I think the secondary is actually ahead of schedule from the standpoint of what personnel is available to them and what they've been able to create. When you're talking about the guys back there and the fact that they have two of the leaders in interceptions just from their secondary. Kevin Byard leads the entire NFL with the 5 interceptions. I think the running game is on schedule, you know, and I do think the bye week was the difference maker leading into the bye.
That's right.
They had a week in which they got 87 yards on 29 carries against the Raiders. Then they came back with, what was the third game of the season?
Mark Grody's least favorite win was
Dallas.
The Raiders.
Dallas,
right?
Sorry.
Cowboys.
Against the Cowboys, they had 29 carries for 87 yards. That's a 3.0 average. It's not good enough. Against the Raiders in week 4, just before the bye, yes, they got the win, but remember, they averaged 2.7 yards a carry, 26 carries, 69 yards. Since then, though, since the bye, they have run the ball. They have got all the way up to top 3 in the NFL in rushing attack. So that's what's on schedule to me because it took time to get there, but they're there. The quarterback, he's, I guess, on schedule? Like, calling him behind schedule?
No, because remember what Ben Johnson said. Strip it down to the studs, rebuild this man.
Yeah, you do have
December. We're not there yet.
That goes in the quotient, right? I mean, that is all part of the math problem when it comes to, you do have to add in whatever last year was, whoever was responsible. And Caleb takes a lot of responsibility, or should take a lot of responsibility for last year. But yeah, I mean, for sure that caveat has to be. That's a good question. Like, is Caleb right on time now? I think relative to where he was picked and what we expected, he's behind schedule a little bit.
Well,
the overthrows are not great. This is Mahimi Harrison Grody on 670 The Score.
We're talking about the schedule and whether the Bears are, well, I guess we're saying they are ahead of schedule because they're 7-3 and nobody had them at 7-3 and in first place in the NFC North. But we're kind of compartmentalizing
sustainability.
The sustainability of some of these things. I think I agree with you, Caleb. Fourth quarter, check that box. Yep. It's over and done with. Yep. We know what he's capable of late in the game. I need to see the consistency, but I think he's on schedule because they're 7-3 and they wouldn't be 7-3 without Caleb Williams' play. So that's why he's on schedule, because he's continuing to get better. We just had Tim Jenkins on. He talked about how he's continuing to take steps forward. As long as that goes to the end of the season and we can say at the end of the season, hey, this guy is way better than he was at the start of the season, I'm good with that.
He is keeping you in the game, and he's not losing you games. And now it's just the step of take over a game. When you look at it through that lens,
right, and that's where
that's better than at least half the quarterbacks in the league, if not probably 40%, right? You're in the top 40% by doing that alone.
Yeah, he took over against the Cowboys for the whole game. Other than that, it's been fourth quarter magic for him, which is understandable given where they have been. But bottom line is they've won 7 of the 10 games. I think they are so far ahead of schedule right now as a team that I'm willing to give him grace and be like, what happens when they get these defensive players back? I think that will determine how they can stay ahead of schedule.
Yeah, well, I'm a little... Yeah, and of course you got to take into account the players that are missing on defense. But right now, that's not sustainable because it's not sustainable to depend on turnovers because of the luck quotient that goes with it. And I get it; they're good at it this year. But when we look into next year, there's no way you could look at next year and be like, "Oh yeah, the Bears are good for 10 interceptions." This is not the way to look at it. And what's also not sustainable right now, and you kind of alluded to it, Layla, is the defensive line. They are not getting to the quarterback, nor are they stopping the run well enough.
They're behind schedule.
If you're that's
using
big deal.
The schedule metric,
yeah.
The only person technically ahead of schedule is Jalen Johnson. His practice window opened on Friday.
You're right, and even the secondary that exists right now, they're giving up lots of big plays. Brisker, Nashawn Wright, all those guys.
But they are, but Tyreek. As a lot of defenses will tell you, they'll give them up between the 20s.
Yeah.
It's a matter of what they do after that that counts.
Still don't want to see explosive plays against the secondary no matter what. And you're right. You talk to anybody in the NFL. It's easy to do. Get down to the 20-yard lines. Can you punch it into the end zone?
But they're underneath. Like we were talking about it in our group thread. That prevent defense leaves something to be desired. And by something, I mean everything. I hate it so much. Like it didn't work.
You know my thing. I go with the adage, baby. Prevent defense, all it prevents you from is winning because you're letting a team get back in it because they can dink and dunk down the field. And next thing you know, one big play, it's a touchdown. And that's not the way they can. Look, this week is a big deal because a team with an established everything, except for maybe a quarterback, depending on what happens there, with Mike Tomlin leading it, is coming to your place. And I'm interested to see how they react. And I'm interested to see how Ben Johnson specifically and Mike Tomlin go head to head. Offense versus defense.
Do you think it's going to be like the constant cutaways we were getting of Ben Johnson, Brian Flores, Ben Johnson, Brian Flores, Ben Johnson, Brian Flores in the game?
And more so because they're head coaches and one of them has done all the things and the other one is trying to do the things.
And also the cutaways were hilarious because it was like, everybody's calm. Who can look the most calm? Who can look the Did you notice that? Like that was painted.
That's hilarious.
It was painted so well by Fox. They did such a good job painting that cutaway chess match there.
What is Mike Tomlin known for other than winning a lot? Like as far as a tactician,
other than the main job,
is it like no? But what's his major? Like is it quarterback grooming? Is it offense? Is it defense?
Secondary and defense.
Is Tomlin's trick
also. The man's never had a losing season.
I know. That's why I said winning. I started with his identity as winning. Yeah.
Main thing is the main thing with Mike Tomlin.
Keep the main thing. The main thing is.
And inevitably, the standard is the standard.
Indubitably.
That's true.
We do not care.
No.
Bear.
Are we ready for a Mike Tomlin post-game press conference in Chicago?
I'm ready for his before the game stuff.
How long has he been there now? 17 years?
18? I think it's year 18.
When's the last time he went to the Super Bowl for 18 years?
I mean, hasn't had a playoff win in several.
You got it!
Kanye! Right?
Old Kanye.
We have to.
Way to go, dude.
Yeah, you're right. Old Kanye.
Old Kanye.
He hasn't won a playoff game since 2016.
It's something that you need to have.
This is 19 years.
19.
And he hasn't won a playoff game since. That's why they want to run him out of town in Pittsburgh.
Hold on a second.
We want prenup.
Is that song 18 years old? It's 19 years old at least.
You're going to leave your ass.
Oh my God. The song is older than the line.
Yes.
Come out to Captain Jack's Beverage in Oak Forest this Thursday from 5:30 to 7 p.m. And you can meet me, Layla Rahimi.
Layla.
Yep. I'm the person. Register for your chance to win a pair of passes to attend Football After Dark with Nashawn Wright. That is at Moretti's in Bedford Park on December 2nd. It is all brought to you by Remy Martin VSOP. This is my city.
Gold Digger, by the way, released in 2005. It's 20 years old.
Oh, man. Bam, 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 bam. There's only one way to solve this.
And?
Put on your Air Force Ones.
Play the song.
Leftover Meatballs.
I like that.
Meatball Machine keeps on giving. Whoa. Let's do it next here on Raheemy Harrison Grody on The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Raheemy Harrison Grody, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on 670 The School.
Hey guys, check out this
leftover
meatball machine.
The meatballs were Hall of Fame level yesterday. The mix was just right. Everything about them was just top notch. And we were like, hey, maybe we should, you know, play the rest of these or play the second best version, because who doesn't like leftovers?
My man said he had over 60 meatballs out there in the kitchen. You know, we can't consume that many meatballs in one setting. At least we shouldn't consume that many meatballs in one setting.
That's feeding a whole holiday party, guys.
Mm-hmm. But you know what? If you can't be Hall of Fame, be in the Hall of Very, Very Good.
The Hall of Very, Very Good makes a lot of people a lot of money. It's a good life.
I'm glad that this is a leftovers room. There's a lot of people who are like, oh, I got to have it fresh.
I don't know. I'll cook something on Sunday and I'll eat it for like three more days.
Amen, sister.
Or four, yeah. Yeah. That's how I do.
Yes.
I didn't know how judgmental I was about this until one of my ex-girlfriends refused to eat leftovers. And oh. I was like, oh, that's a
then
deal
she's the
breaker.
Wrong one.
That's yeah. A deal how long? Much
in
longer
in today's
did that
economy?
Last?
No, sir. Not me.
2 weeks after that initial discovery?
I think we need to do a halftime on Deal Breakers at some point in time down the road.
That's
Robbie.
Absolutely
hey, 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 Robbie.
Robbie, right? Oh, are you going to be here long? Oh,
yeah.
Long enough? Okay.
I'm going to slap you.
I think what? You should. I think you should. Caller 6 to the Scores Contest line. 312-540-0670. 0670. We'll win a pair of tickets to Spiegel and Holmes' live broadcast from 2 to 6 p.m. on December 4th at the Blue Cross Blue Shield of Illinois Performance Stage with the special guest, Matt Forte. Matt is also hosting a signing for his new book, Stay in the Game, Making the Most of Every Season. Without further ado, Robbie, let's go. Leftovers.
Grody, I thought I wasn't going to say anything, but I thought I remember you saying 7 and 10 for the season is what your prediction. And I did some eight, little nine. Research, and I found that on September 4th, you predicted 8 and 9. I hope we don't go 1 and 6 for the rest of the year, and your predictions come true. I'm hoping a lot better than that. I do think that was one of the better defenses as we played. I think we have two other tougher ones out there. And I see 4 and 3. That's what I'm hoping for. But I know this much. These games take a month off of my life every time I watch one.
Amen.
And I'm telling you right now, I'm never going to live to 100 because I want them to keep winning. If it wasn't for the defense, I don't think we won that game. And that's the first time I could say that all year.
Well, since he did address me first, you're absolutely right. I picked 8-9, and I do not hide from that. And this is one of those times where I don't even feel bad about it because nobody predicted what's happening right now. Nobody picked 7-3. Nobody picked the Bears to be winning the way they're winning. It's been an impossible season to predict for the Bears. So.
I picked 7.
Yeah, you were the one with 7.
I honestly picked higher than that.
Yeah, you did. You got it right so far, Layla, but they may even... Yeah, so I'm one Bears win away from being... From having the 8 wins and then 2 from being completely wrong.
So you remember yesterday when we were trying to find out a name for the blob, something else like that, trying to find out what a word is? Well, we had 2 submissions. We'll get to go with the first one from Mike.
Ooh.
Hi, this is Mike from the West Suburbs. You should call the former blob of teams in the playoff hunt the ooze of teams. Thanks.
Okay.
Is this like Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2?
Or
Secret of the Ooze?
Or the Primordial Ooze, right?
I have an entry.
That was Primordial Soup. Sorry.
How about this, Marshall? How about
this?
What
you got? What you got?
Instead of the blob, you ready for this? You ready, Robbie?
I'm ready.
Be ready.
All right, then.
The Bob.
The Bobs.
The Bob.
The Bobs.
Not even the Bobs, just the Bob.
There are some Bobs that are better than others, therefore not a Blob.
Okay.
You know why I like the Bob?
I'm just doing a workshop.
Because it's like the Blob, but you took the L out because these Bears, they don't do L's anymore.
Oh!
Why are you taking pictures of our TV screen in here?
So my coworker Danny Pommels looks like this dude.
That's
so
Danny! Oh my goodness!
It's not him, but I'm going to make fun of him.
Right? I was wait a second. I was like, okay.
So it does look like him. You're with him.
It does look like him, but it's not him. Yeah,
I thought you were taking a picture of Jeff Saturday.
I was like, oh, he looks a little different, but okay, glow up, Danny.
That's hilarious. That's actually funny.
Very funny.
And here's the second name suggestion.
The Bob.
I would say that the Bears and all the other teams behind the top 4 are stuck in the muck.
Oh, I like the muck. I like the muck. Because you're just there, you're trying to get out, but like you're much like the Blob, you can't quite separate yourself. The muck. Stuck in the muck is like a... I can roll with that. I can roll with the muck, and then we can use stuck in the muck to describe where you know.
All right.
No, Grody's not
working through it.
I like the Bob.
Yeah. Like the Mlob. The Mlob. You meh, Bob, Blob, and Mob.
I know. I thought the about meh, too.
What's
the math works.
I'm missing a word.
Blah, blah, blah.
There's heaven and there's hell.
Blah, blah, blah. Oh, my goodness.
Purgatory? Purgatory. Is it purgatory?
Oh, God. That seems very...
We'll give purgatory a nickname. Purgs. We'll just call it Purgs.
Of course you would.
Alyssa Pergamenti.
Yeah, Bergs. Shout out to Pergamenti. Bergs is usually on our TV. That's my favorite part of the day. Looking up and seeing Pergamenti.
Pergamini.
Yeah.
Alyssa Pergamenti.
Continue on.
Hey, Maple Machine. Just doing some laundry, and I got some notes for the Chicago Bears. I never want to see Travis Homer ever get another offensive snap again. I never want to see it. I'm done with Cairo. I don't care that he got the game-winning field goal. That shouldn't have been that close, and he missed one. He missed another one. What the is up with the drops? DJ Moore, you're better than that. Luther Burden, you had an opportunity to really solidify yourself with terms of snap counts, and you kind of had a forgettable game. Thank you, Golkinet, Golston Loveland, running backs, for doing your job. You're 7-3, and you're not J.J. McCarthy, Caleb. That's awesome.
Cardiac machine.
I'm in Tennessee. You guys have your own chicken gate.
Oh, yeah, we have our own chicken gate. Yeah, that's right. Yesterday, we don't get chicken.
Oh, because we took it out of the Take the North fund?
Correct, yeah.
Yeah, and Weedsy wasn't here. Sorry, Dan.
Did you like when I edged him on? I said, hey, have you had any victory chicken, Dan?
Yeah, but did you see the value that, I mean,
did you do it, Dan?
I spared no expense on the chicken.
Well, you're wealthy, so yes, I expect that from you.
No, Take the North is wealthy. It's we.
Yes. That's your podcast.
I honestly, it's like everything else with even with the podcast. Where will winning take the podcast? Because the podcast still did pretty good last year because everybody was in on the drama.
Yeah, because it was a train wreck.
But it's fun seeing the participants comment that are in it for the winning.
I think as long as there's this level of suspense about what's going to happen, there's no... You don't know. They could go 8-9. They could go 7-10. We don't know. They could go 12-5.
That's why I don't feel guilty about my 8-9 pick. Nor should you feel bad about you picked the Bears to win four games this year.
7-10. You tried to twist that.
Oh, you picked them to go 2-15.
Oh. You're getting it, Layla. Getting it.
You know me. I'm a yes and girl. Rahimi Harrison Grody concluding. Let's talk to Lawrence Holmes and Matt Spiegel.
Yeah.
Next.
Hey guys, check out this
leftover
meatball machine.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.